Chapter 2, The Lifestyle of Success. Let me begin by saying that I readily acknowledge that success means different things to different people, but I want you to know from the beginning that throughout this book, when I refer to success, I'll mainly be talking about financial success. If you were to ask a monk if he is successful, he might reply, "Yes, because I feel closer to God than ever before." If you ask a baseball player if he's successful, he would tell you how many home runs he has hit or how many no-hitters he has pitched. I doubt if he would tell you about how much money he's making from a business he might own. Ask a mother if she's successful, and she might tell you how well her children are doing in school. Ask an alcoholic if he's successful, and he might say, "Yes, I've been sober now for 92 days." Yes, success comes in many forms. But for the purpose of this audiobook, my goal is to teach you how to develop the thinking that is required to achieve financial independence. I'm going to stay focused on teaching you how ordinary people can achieve extraordinary wealth. So if you Puritans out there who are successfully bright and broke, I'm not talking about you. If you're happy working 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, and then ending up with nothing more to show for it than a worn-out body and a Social Security check, God bless you. However, if you want to get off this 40-50-40 plan of life and become financially independent while you're still young enough to enjoy it, then you are listening to the guidebook that can give you a roadmap to success. What is this lifestyle of success? Is there something magical about it? Are some people just luckier than others? Isn't it amazing that you can drive down streets in America and find neighbors living side by side, both earning the same income, yet one has a lovely, well-maintained home, nice clothing, new cars, and all the trappings of success, while the other lives in a house that needs painting, wears hand-me-down clothing, drives an old clunker, and is always broke? Why? What does one do that the other doesn't? Well, over the next few chapters, I'm going to define the differences between the lifestyle of success, the lifestyle of failure, and the lifestyle of ordinary, and do so